Shifting to domestic politics, today marks a pivotal moment as the Supreme Court prepares to issue rulings on 23 pending cases that could fundamentally reshape the 2026 midterms. These aren't just routine decisions. We're talking about disputes over birthright citizenship, mail-in ballots, and transgender athletes that touch the core of American political identity.
The timing is particularly significant because we're seeing unprecedented political warfare at multiple levels of government simultaneously. Georgia Republicans just filed impeachment articles against federal judge Eleanor Ross, which represents an unusual escalation in the ongoing tensions between state and federal authority. Impeachment of federal judges by state legislatures isn't constitutionally viable, but it signals the intensity of institutional conflict we're experiencing.
And that institutional tension extends to voting procedures themselves. The Trump Justice Department is now arguing that states can purge voters during the normally protected 90-day pre-election window, claiming the National Voter Registration Act doesn't bar individual removals based on federal referrals. This interpretation alarmed voting rights groups because it could fundamentally alter how election administration works in practice.
What's fascinating is seeing how these constitutional questions intersect with practical political calculations. Congressman Ro Khanna broke with his fellow Democrats to call on California to speed up vote counting, which reflects growing recognition that delayed results undermine public confidence, regardless of their ultimate accuracy. When a progressive Democrat from California criticizes his own state's election procedures, that suggests real concern about systemic credibility.
The redistricting story adds another layer to these concerns. A BBC report revealed an internal GOP memo showing that mid-decade redistricting added roughly 10 Republican-leaning House seats across nearly a dozen states. That's a significant structural advantage that could influence control of Congress for the remainder of the decade.
10 seats represents a substantial shift in a closely divided House. And the fact that this came through mid-decade redistricting rather than the traditional post-census process raises questions about the stability of electoral maps. If both parties start treating redistricting as an ongoing political tool rather than a once-per-decade adjustment, we could see constant litigation and map changes that make representation increasingly divorced from actual population patterns.
We're also seeing interesting developments in Michigan, where a new super PAC is launching a multi-million-dollar push for Dr. Abdul El-Sayed in the Senate primary. El-Sayed, who ran for Michigan governor in 2018, represents a progressive challenge to more establishment Democratic candidates, and the significant financial backing suggests serious institutional support for a leftward shift.
The Michigan race is worth watching because it reflects broader tensions within the Democratic Party between progressive activists and traditional labor union constituencies. Michigan's unique political geography, combining urban progressive centers with industrial communities, makes it a testing ground for whether progressive messaging can work in competitive general election environments.
On the investigative front, the ActBlue CEO invoked the Fifth Amendment at a House hearing on foreign donations, which raises serious questions about the integrity of Democratic fundraising operations. ActBlue processes billions in small-dollar donations, so any suggestion of foreign interference could have massive implications for campaign finance law.
The Fifth Amendment invocation is particularly significant because it suggests potential criminal exposure rather than just political disagreement. Corporate executives typically don't invoke constitutional protections unless they're facing serious legal jeopardy, which implies this investigation may be uncovering substantial irregularities in digital fundraising systems that handle enormous volumes of political money.